We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We talked yesterday with Henrik Zetterberg, who announced on Friday that he was retiring from hockey. And I find Zetterberg's career, Stoney, difficult to kind of wrap my arms around. I thought... You know, he retired on Friday. Saturday, I read a lot of the stuff that was written about him, and it was really good. I mean, and it really lauded the role that he has played in this organization for a long time. He is viewed as one of the tougher players in Red Wing history, just in terms of grit. He's viewed as one of the great leaders in Red Wing history. I mean, I remember when Yzerman still played, there was some sentiment that because Lidstrom was such a quiet player, that maybe, just maybe, when Yzerman retired, they would hand the captaincy to Henrik Zetterberg. They didn't, and I think that was a wise choice because I think Lidstrom is also a great captain. But that's the kind of leadership that I think he held, you know, the level of leadership. But, you know, you talk about guys who are all-time great Red Wing players, and it's such a storied history that I don't automatically go to Zetterberg, and I'm not totally sure why.
Because he wasn't flashy. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. He's best known for a great shift when they were down 5-on-3 in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Right.
Because he played both ways. So did Datsyuk. Datsyuk won Selke trophies,
but he was
too.
Flashy as hell.
Yes.
He may be the flashiest Red Wing ever, including Sergei Fedorov.
I mean, if you love flash, you love Datsyuk.
Yeah.
Zetterberg did it all as well. He didn't score a lot of goals. I mean, he ends up with, what, 337 goals, 960 points. Certainly not Hall of Fame numbers. Question is, I don't know, that's going to be very tough whether he'll get into the Hall of Fame or not.
What do you think? I defer to you.
I'm going to say no.
Like, give me a similar profile player. Like, I was a little bit surprised, was it last year or the year before, when Martin St. Louis went in, and you were like, yeah, but he's the greatest. He holds basically every record of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, see,
he's won a Stanley Cup.
For some reason, the Hockey Hall of Fame, and they go so much by numbers, it's ridiculous. It's like there's guys in there I didn't think are that great. Like, I think all in all, and maybe it's me being biased, that Henrik Zetterberg was a better player than, like, Dave Andrychuk.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You know, but Dave Andrychuk scored a lot of big goals. He was a leader. He won a cup with Tampa.
Two tough players to compare, though. I mean,
yeah, because he played longer and he scored more goals.
He was a sniper almost.
Right.
Versus Zetterberg was a two-way player.
Yeah. So there's not that many of these great two-way players who are in the Hockey Hall of Fame because, like, they don't score a lot of goals.
Right. Like, when I think of Zetterberg, I'm just trying to picture myself as a Hockey Hall of Fame voter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just say to yourself, I mean, he did a lot of, yeah, but, like, what were the big moments? Like, what were, you know, you mentioned the 5-on-3, and I even kind of said that to him yesterday. And with all due respect, I mean, to a truly great player, there's not that one great goal. There's not that, oh, where he just, you know, shed would-be people as he went up the ice and would be people, no actual people, and scored it, you know, the winning goal and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I'm looking at the guys who are in the Hall of Fame forwards. They're all guys who score tons of goals. Doug Gilmore, Adam Oates, you know, Sakic.
Right. I'm even looking at, like, Mark Recchi. I mean, Recchi had 577 goals. He just stuck around for forever. Like, his... He did have 53 goals.
I mean, you could say Igor Larionov, but Larionov had such a great career in Russia.
Yeah,
I mean,
Larionov's also about the overall impact he had on the game.
Correct.
Like, sometimes I feel like Zetterberg, and this is certainly true of Osgood, and Lord knows we talked about this till we blew in the face, they suffer because of who they played for,
right,
as opposed to benefiting by who they played for.
Yeah.
Like, if Zetterberg had the exact same career, including the Stanley Cup, including the Conn Smythe, including the captaincy, but he did all that for the Arizona Coyotes, he'd be a lock, I think. But because he's a Red Wing, it's almost like there's some sort of a higher standard.
Yeah, like for instance, there's somebody I think is in the Hall of Fame that I think Zetterberg was probably a better all around player who had more goals. Like, but he was great for that era. It was like Bernie Federko of the St. Louis Blues, who of course was traded here in the infamous Adam Oates trade. I mean, he had 23 more goals than Zetterberg did. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was great for the Blues, a different era. Zetterberg, to me, was a much better all-around hockey player.
Right.
But that's it. Because the NHL, the Hall of Fame, is mostly, especially for the forwards, offensive players.
And I guess the other question is going to be, much like it is for baseball sometimes, what it looks like over the next few years over players who retire. You know, who's up for it at the same time.
Correct.
And if he's got a better chance. I'm trying to think of hugely impactful slash great players who have retired from the game over the last few years and whether Zetterberg would get kind of lumped in with some of them and overshadowed by any of them.
Do you think Datsyuk will make it?
Yeah.
I do.
Because he's got all the trophies.
Yeah.
And the Flash.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, like, you know, there was a time, and it wasn't for large stretches of time, but there were times when he played where there were people who were saying, he's the best player in the sport. Now,
so is there a Lou and Tram comparison here a little bit with these two?
The Euro twins? A little bit.
Do they go side by side? I mean, I think Datsyuk's the better player, but...
Right.
You know?
I don't know.
I don't think Zetterberg, when all said and done, is a Hall of Famer.
Some ticket techs on Zetterberg. Zetterberg is comparable to Doug Weight, who's also not in the Hall of Fame.
That's a good comparison.
Zetterberg hit the post with about 2 minutes left in Game 7 against the Penguins. Okay. Is that his highlight or is that his low light? I don't know.
That keeps him out.
If he'd hit that.
I thought that was Cronwall, by the way, but I don't know.
I just remember Lidstrom at the very,
yes,
very end.
One
I don't remember
sweets.
Who had 2 minutes left. Yeah. All those sweets. Those people. I can't read this last text. This, the there's an autocorrect here. He basically says, he scored more goals than Forsberg. Better player, he gets in. No one's going to regard him as a better player than Peter Forsberg overall, but whether the numbers are better. I don't know. I really don't. I'm not as in tune with the Hockey Hall of Fame as you are, and I've always felt that Zetterberg's career was slightly taken for granted here by Red Wing fans.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Because he was here at the end of the greatness. He was part of that 2008 team, which... as great as it was, and that was a great team, it didn't have the same, you know, I don't know. The fans didn't love that team as much as they loved 97, 98, and 2002.
Correct.
They loved it. They just didn't love it quite as much.
True.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.